We are looking at Surah Al-Hujurat. And in the preceding verses that we've discussed over the last few days, there were six social evils that were prohibited. And the principles of good manners were laid down for us to observe. Now we move on to verse number 13. And this verse proceeds to set down the basis of an all-comprehensive and all-pervading principle of human equality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila li ta'arafu. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Inna Allah alimul khabir. O people, we have created you from a single male and female, and we made you into groups and tribes so that you may recognize one another. Surely the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. And Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. It is firmly laid down in this verse the acts and the false and the false foolish notion of superiority born on racial arrogance, national conceit. All men have been created from a single male, Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, and a single female, Hawa, as human beings. Therefore, all people are the descendants of Adam and Hawa, alayhi salatu wasalam, and have been declared equal in the sight of Allah. No one is allowed to take pride or to denigrate others on the basis of the pigmentation of their skill or the amount of wealth they possess or by the rank or their social status or descent or pedigree. The only thing is the moral uprightness, and that is our obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire human race is but one family, and divisions into nations, tribes, sub-tribes of all sizes and races is meant only to give better identification for one another. And this verse that we're looking at was revealed on the occasion of the conquest of Mecca, when it was the time for the Salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Bilal to call the Adhan. And one of the Mushrik Quraysh cynically remarked that thank God that my father died before this happened and not have to see this bad day. And Haris ibn Hisham remarked that could Muhammad not find anyone better than this black crow to call out the Adhan in the sacred mosque? And Abu Sufyan said, I do not wish to utter anything of fear that the master of the heavens will inform him. And thus Jibreel came down and informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this conversation. Nabi sallam called up and all of them admitted, and at this the verse was revealed. And this verse makes it plain and clear that human beings can earn honor on account of faith and righteousness. And the immediate application of this verse was to say that Sayyidina Bilal, therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are empty or have no moral leg to stand on. Sayyidina Bilal, on the other hand, is equipped with the high moral qualities and is better and more honorable than you are if you stay in this condition that you are in. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu reports that one day when Mecca was conquered, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed tawaf, and in the state of riding on his she camel so that people could see him, had completed the tawaf and he delivered a sermon, and he said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba ankum abiyat al-jahiliyati wa takabburiha. An-nasu rajulani barrun taqiyun karimun ala Allah wa fajirun shaqiyun hayyun wa hayinun ala Allah. That people are of two types. One is that Allah has removed from you the pride of jahiliyyah and arrogance. People of two types. A man is either righteous, fearful of Allah and honorable, or he's sinful, wretched, and he's disgraced and have no position by Allah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read this verse, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. We've created you from a male and a female. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that for people, honor lies in wealth. What's in the sight of Allah, it lies in righteousness. And when we look at the words of this verse, the word shu'ub is the plural of sha'b, which refers to a large group of persons of the same origin like a nation, and then consists of clans and tribes. And the largest group in this arrangement is called a sha'b. The smallest is ashira. And Abu Ruwaq says that the word shu'ub and sha'b refers to non-Arab nations whose lineage are not preserved, while qabail refers to Arabs whose lineage is well preserved. And Asbat is used to refer to the children of Israel. So what we learn from this is that the Quran in this verse has made it clear that Allah has created all mankind from a single mother and a single father and made them into a single brotherhood. And He divided them into different tribes, nations, races, lineage, language speakers, linguistic groups. The underlining divine wisdom is such a division is of, for mutual identification. For example, the two people bearing the same name, they could be differentiated by family name. It could also show the near and remote relation, and their shared rights can be fulfilled on the basis near and distant lineage. It's also incumbent to determine the near and remote agnates of a heir when applying the laws of succession and inheritance in dividing the estates. In short, reference to one's lineage is for the purpose of identification and not for pride that I come from this village or I'm from this gam or from this gao, and that is why we are superior because of our colors of the skin, or that I'm a European and you're an African, or you're Chinese or you're an Asian and that's why I have superiority over you. That all had been removed with the advent of Islam. Everyone is equal. The only one who has any virtue is the one who has taqwa, and his virtue is that he has closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.